Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everybody. It's Psychics Gone Wild. We're getting wild tonight. And guess who's the host? Intuitive Chris White. I'm here. And Jethro and Melissa are also here with me. And let me introduce Melissa first. Melissa is an internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, psychic, and medium in the healing arts field, including channeling, psychometric, clairaudient, clairsentient, and clairvoyant. Each session with Melissa provides nurturing, practical, integrity-based guidance for healing and empowerment, including nutrition, personal and professional growth, relationship, past lives, astrological aspects, and animal communication. And yes, we will be talking about animals tonight and giving away prizes. Melissa also meets her spiritual guides and connects with them and brings messages to the people that she talks to from them. So I'm going to, I have a question, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on over to Melissa. I'm wondering, Melissa, when you talk to animals, how you hear from them and how that works.
Oh, hi, Chris. Hi, everybody. Good evening. How's it going?
Wild and crazy.
Wild and crazy already. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Animal communication, it's clairaudient. They have a way of communicating the way those in spirit have a way of communicating, and it's a vibrational frequency, and they're able to really speak a language, so you know that's interpreted, and then you know there's that they have an emotional core as well, and it's quite profound because they're very high beings, you know.
Excellent.
I think you know, woohoo to the animals, yay! They're more than just animals, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, with me, it's kind of an energy thing. You know, I just look at them and I sense and feel this energy, and then that energy turns into words. So with that, I'll let you go ahead and introduce Jethro.
Oh, my BFF, Mama Jethro is here in the house. The one and only Jethro Smith. Where are you at, Mama Jethro? Are you eating? What are you doing? You
Jethro,
cooking
don't
what?
Have a little poppycock and eating a little bit of cashew, waiting on you to call my name, and now you did.
I call your name. All right. But you're not there. Where are you at? Mama Jethro, where are you at?
I'm at it. I'm on it. We're ready to get it. And I love the fact that we're talking animals. I got a question to ask you myself about Ruby there in Arizona. She's the elephant that is the painting elephant that they work with psychically. And I want to talk to you about some questions I have about this because I saw some very excellent videos today and I had a friend talk to me about it. I had seen her many years ago. Those of you know that she was one of the you know, and still is one of the main attractions there in Arizona. But what's excellent about it is that they work with her with a psychic trainer who works with her so that she's able, as an elephant, to pick up and know what's next to have. She's always had this ability, and it's been proven that different animals are worked with. Melissa, my question, and I want to talk about animals. We've got a lot of friends here that we've helped, and we're going to go through. I'm going to read a few emails later with you guys of people that we've found animals homes for. That's so remarkable.
Oh, yay!
Christopher Carpenter, you want a reading? You picked me, so I'm going to give you a full hour reading for finding a home for our little pit bull pup that was 5 months old in New York. You came to the rescue in 8 minutes. You set a new record for Facebook Scare Jethro. I could not believe you jumped on that as a Psychics Gone Wild fan and save that little puppy. We are so happy. We've been all joking about it. We've had friends asking me through there. We have some really fun things with it, Melissa, that when you're working with an animal, Chris and me were talking about it today, do you hear the animal say, I don't like to be milked. Your hands are too cold. And when you touch my feet, I think...
It's sort of like, you know, and they give me permission because I'm working with, they have their own team too, you know, to sometimes kind of become more like them, to kind of bring that to the client or to, you know, to whoever's in requesting some guidance there to help that, you know, because they're guides and angels, they have guides and angels just like we do. So, and sometimes they'll kind of, you know, if it's a little cat, a little kitty or something, and he or she will just, you know, I'll feel the energy and turn my head maybe a little bit. You know, it's just the guidance is unique for everyone. But, yes, it's just always a privilege because the energy is so profoundly, you know, high. They're such high beings, animals and animal spirits, you know, the totems and everything that we're blessed with. They're just such high beings. They're higher beings, you know.
Chris, as an individual here in Florida, and I know you've lived here, you know, one of the friends that's been here for your life, have you noticed that the animals down here are different? Because I'm noticing that they're different from where I was from, and that I had someone tell me that you have squirrels down here that just got attitude. I don't know if it's because of the hurricanes or what. They are, and they do have attitudes. And for those of you that don't know, I owned a yard maintenance business for 30 years, so I got to have lots of experiences with lots of animals. They kind of like to play, you know, and goof around with your head sometimes when I would be mowing and stuff. But I would come upon animals at times. I don't know what's coming to mind, I guess, is dogs. When I go into yards with dogs, and sometimes they'd be a little bit mean, and I just have to stand there and, you know, I go, listen, you know, I got to get in and mow the yard, stay away from me, you know, and I just would be looking at them, and I was not afraid of the dogs, and I would get in the yard and mow the yard, and they'd stay away from me. So, I do believe that probably maybe because they can't talk and they don't have a voice, they have a higher, you know, like it would be someone, a human that doesn't, you know, is born and is not able to talk. They have a higher way, those other senses are higher forms of communication. And so I can hear animals and communicate, dogs especially, maybe because of the yard maintenance company. But anyway, Jethro, you want to go? It's phenomenal. I mean, I've lived in California. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Wyoming, Colorado. Here they have attitude. Back home, you had a little squirrel. You only put out a few nuts. They're okay. Here, the one got an attitude. She got upset. She, like, tried to break into my house. Next day I come, I think I'm going to see this little squirrel with a blade. I mean, she's got the attitude. She's all, like, freaking out with me. And I talk to her psychically. She doesn't want to back off. I end up having to, finally, like, the fourth day, I let her know, do you know what's in squirrel dumplings? And I'm, like, talking to her.
Not the Beverly Hillbillies. Jethro Clampett. You are Jethro Smith.
I have this recipe sent to me from Tennessee. I've never tried it because I left.
God, don't eat the squirrel. I'm sorry. I just can't even. Oh, my God. Well, I think it's because, you know, the shopping is really good in Florida, so I'm guessing their high expectations are very high for people that live in Florida to make sure the squirrels are taken care of. They're all, you know, the girl squirrels, they got to look fine. The boy squirrels want to look fine. So you feed them so that they look fine. Just saying.
Now that makes sense. And so they're picking it up from us. So once again, the humans have come in to a place and made them that way. Because another point, I had a pet raccoon home. I had raccoons. I have friends in Colorado who still have them. Yeah, they can be aggressive as they get older. It depends on how you treat them. It's just like types of dogs. I've loved pit bulls and never had a bad experience. Same with raccoons. Here, we had a raccoon come out from where I have my office across the creek. It scared me and my little dog. We're both, like, up on the vehicle. This thing is big and bad. He's not playing. He's like, you know, I want a TV and a couch. I mean, he has this, like, beer Bentley on him, and this little dude with attitude. He sent it to me. Want to keep those legs? I'm like, yes. It was like really weird. And I'm done.
Because it's so hot and humid in Florida, they can't like get under a shade tree and chill for a while. They're probably as stressed out as half the people because it's so hot and they're dealing with fun fur. You know, it's like, you know,
yeah.
Rory Raccoon.
Makes sense to me. You know,
I think
you're on to it, Melissa. Now, when you're dealing with an individual, let's say I'm really excellent and I can tell with the totems and individuals, but I've had pets and sometimes with me, because of my ability, I can see them, but I don't do the communication on the other side. Does the animal, because I've seen them protect people, and we all know that you tuned in, we had an animal that we had to give the call to a police animal here on the show a couple of months ago to go home because he had passed and went through some surgery. Fellow human being on this side, but it was unfair. The human being couldn't take the pain, and neither could the animal.
We had
the officer do that call. Melissa, what happens with the animal over there, as I've seen with them do it? Are they still communicating? I've seen them talk, but I've never heard it. Are they actually resonating on the other side and telling you a message still for their owners?
Sure, but here's the thing. It's just like with anybody that passes over or any animal that passes over, they still have to have their time to transition. And a lot of times pet owners still have a lot of guilt. Human beings have a lot of guilt sometimes, you know, and that's a tugging, and it's like a pulling of the heartstrings, and, you know, we have to mourn and grieve and be present with it and love, but at the same time we have to let them go so that they can have a new relationship with us when they cross over and get acclimated. You know, it takes time to get acclimated to new energy. You know, we are in the densest form of energy here on this plane of consciousness, the earth plane. So when you transcend into a different vibration, a higher vibration, unless, you know, you've done not so good and you're going to have to go to a lower vibration. I'm just saying, don't mind me. But for the most part, you know, when pets cross over, it's a higher vibration, and they, you know, if they've had a traumatic death or if they've had an easy pass or where they had to be put to sleep, you know, there's a lot of protocol that has to happen in order for them to get acclimated again, but their souls are intact. So, you know, you will hear from them, you will smell them, they will scratch at the door even though they've crossed over. But we all have to give them time to have that transition. And according to a lot of very profound teachers that I've known along the ways, they have always shared that it takes about 40 days for anybody or any, you know, human being, any mammal, any animal to cross over. It takes about 40 days for the new energy to kind of get a little bit more settled in. Now, for spirits that are having a harder time crossing over, they don't want to leave, and then they get caught, and we have to encourage them to go. Just as that beautiful, beautiful, you know, German Shepherd, was it a German Shepherd?
Yes.
Police dog? Yeah. That was so hard, you know, because that's their mission, and that's how noble. These animals are so noble. They carry such nobility because they communicate telepathically. They communicate from their hearts. And, you know, you don't want to get in the line of a lion, but, you know, you have to revere that and we have to have respect for that majesty because they do protect us in a different way. So all kinds of protection that we get from animals, even if we don't, you know, hang out with them. You don't want to hang out with a python, but there's python medicine that is protective. And if humans could be more like animals, we'd probably be in a better state right now. And I'm not talking about the people that kill and eat their own because they're species stuff, but I'm talking about general consciousness. You know, we can learn a lot from the animal kingdom, queendom, and everything in between, you know, like water animals and even the bug community. There's just so much to learn from the way they lives, and especially if you see anything like otters. There was a special on PBS. I was hysterical. I haven't got cried. I couldn't even breathe. I was crying so hard. These beautiful otters, these mammals that lose their moms, and they don't. Their moms guide them and help them grow up and do all these things, and they're crying because their mom dies, and it's just like the most heart-wrenching thing. And then this, they had a surrogate otter mom. I don't know if anybody caught that on PBS. But it was the most beautiful thing, where the scientists were getting so attached to the otters, and the otters couldn't, you know, go back into the wild. And, you know, how can you resist a little otter with those ooh, little face? And, oh. And then, you know, then the surrogate, this beautiful otter, came, and her name was Tula, I think, and she came and helped all so many different little baby otters until she passed away, and they all found their way, most of them found their way back, you know. Look at that, and look at that love that they teach humans. And the humans couldn't, like, the humans had to dress up in these black suits with masks and stuff to try to pretend that they weren't human, to be otters. And, you know, that heart-to-heart connection, you can't mask that. And so I think, you know, I think being a pet owner for people is just a very, it's a privilege and it's a gift for everyone concerned. And, you know, we have animals in the wild, we have animals at the zoo, we have animals in everyday life, you know, squirrels in the park in Florida who want to go shopping on, you know, in Boca Raton, I just don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's this reverence, this respect, and to learn from them and let them go. Love them and let them go, you know. And then they'll come to you if it's meant to be.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a dog. The last couple of years passed away, and his name was Max. And that's funny you say a couple of months, and he, because after 2 or 3 months, he kind of showed up, you know, like one of my guides, and he was. And it was a very comforting, loving kind of, my heart chakra is, you know, is real big anyhow, but he would come and be with me when I was sad and when there was, you know, stuff going on that was making me feel really, you know, kind of out of sorts. He would come and just be with me. And I totally identify with that lovingness of the animals. Totally.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. Well, do we want to take a caller at this point? Or?
Well, yeah.
It's like,
yeah, I'm the host. Jethro, I can do what I want to.
Jethro,
huh?
Jethro, what are you doing? I feel like there's a milkshake involved here somehow.
It's
with a very
like
long
snack.
Huh?
Yeah, he asked me to host so he could eat.
I know, Chris. We're talking about Mama Jethro. It's okay, Mama Jethro. You guys do what you got to do. Am I right? Is there a milkshake? Has there been a milkshake involved with a very long straw?
Okay,
all right, Chris. What's happening here, Chris? Give us the 411.
We're going to pick up 510. Okay. 510, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have a question
Hi.
For us? Yeah, would you give us your name?
Tasha. Hi, Jethro. I'm Lucy.
Hey, Tasha.
Hi. Okay, if you've got your phone near your computer or if you've got a TV on or a radio, can you turn that down or turn it off? Because we can't hear you. It's all crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, I did.
There you go. What's your name, love?
Yeah.
Tasha.
Tasha, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I want to know if y'all have any messages for me, and do you see anything new coming up?
Okay, so again, we're talking about animal communication. Do you have something about an animal that you want to know about?
Doves.
I'm trying to just focus on that tonight.
Yeah, doves.
And if you don't, you need to be really specific with your questions. For everybody listening, please have a question ready. We don't have time to do general readings because it gets too involved. We know if we can get one question from you, like, you know, blah, blah, then we can definitely tune in and make it very, very meaningful because we are time limited.
Okay. Yeah, Doug, and any messages from the other side?
that animal with you, I'm going to start off real quick here with the Scorpio with you and the energy. And I did see it when you were first saying that. And because of it, we should just go ahead with, we'll give you what we're on with it. Because you, I love you, it's our November 12th birthday. That's three of us together. And
woo!
I go, yeah, you're calling me up. Four Scorpios tonight, or three Scorpios. We're going to convert Melissa. She will now become.
Well, I have
Scorpio
a lot of Scorpio
babe.
On my chart, even though I'm a Sagittarius. I have
Scorpio.
You're
a little innocent while now.
Yeah. Sing it, baby. Just saying. I got Mars in Scorpio, Saturn in Scorpio. I got all kinds of stuff in Scorpio.
Oh,
don't tell me.
We're going to, like, see if you're Scorpio.
Oh,
Scorpio.
My gosh.
We've got it going. And we've got you with you, Tasha, the energy with that animal. I feel that there's something else that's going on over there from the other part that happened. During that time that it was in your life, I feel that you nurtured this animal, and they're telling me that there was some other people that were involved with your life that are basically have stepped back or had, they were doing something financial with you. You're telling me smart bird, that you're saying smart, like this bird was able to understand what things, and you would give the bird attention, and it would take your mind off of something maybe that would have been a little awkward or real scary for you with other people because they were pulling out some other, I feel there was a male in your relationship or something that now, because of things, has not gotten the say that he used to have with you while this bird was alive. That's what I'm getting. This bird is still watching over you like the little birdie told me so, and it's telling me that you... It was very much going into that energy with you. I know this is more Melissa's area. I'm not understanding what else he's saying, but he's giving me like he's looking out for the, over your shoulder to watch you from an energy that wasn't so well.
Okay. Yeah, I just got it out of that energy.
Oh, so that relationship.
That's what it was. Yeah, I know what the bird is saying. I just got out of that energy. I've just shifted into a whole other energy field now.
Wow. So what do you need our help for, Tasha? Because you are so intuitive. Girl,
yeah.
I'm teasing you, but oh my gosh, you have natural gifts. Ooh la la.
Sweet. Chris, you're going for the bird. We're helping.
Yeah, I pulled the fulfillment of wishes card. So she's shifting. That to me is like she's shifting energies. You know, and shifting into that energy of getting her wishes.
Yay! Because I went through it. Because I guess I had a testimony on my faith, how strong my faith is, and I just went through it and just stayed with the faith, stayed with the angels, stayed with the archangels, and my deceased loved ones, and my spiritual animals and totems. Oh, my goodness. I did a lot of work.
Tasha, you have natural gifts. What are you doing with your natural spiritual gifts? You don't need our help. We should come to you for a reading. You have so many gifts.
I've been doing tarot card readings, and I've been feeling spirits of people around me. And I only, because one spirit a couple of days was tapping on my leg. I didn't know who it was.
Well, are you doing like special invocations before you do your work? Are you doing special prayer work before you do your work?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yep.
So keep the light on, light the candles, you know, keep that going because you're being guided. It feels like there's just a strong guidance to get you, like you're just unfolding to these new, you have these tools and now you're getting a chance to really express with them. So keep going with that. And we'll be calling you for a reading soon.
I know. Yeah. Come on, she won't do it. She just keeps like playing hard to get.
Well, that's what you Scorpios are all about.
No, sir. Not really. Who said?
With my cards, I pulled three cards. I pulled the mental card, a conflict card first, and that's your past. And I pulled a balance card. And I was just telling you the last card because it seemed like that's where you were at, you know, where you're kind of moving into. But, you know, that makes sense with all that you said. So so does that resonate with you?
Yeah. Cause I was like, so I'm just basically you guys are telling me just open to be receiving.
Yes, exactly. You have all the gifts. Go and do it. Go.
Okay.
And drink, you need to be drinking lemon water. If you're not, drink some hot lemon water once in a while. It's really good for clarity.
Okay.
Well, let's
care,
go
Tasha.
To the, let's, yeah, it's
thank
good talking
you.
To you,
just
Tasha.
Gave, y'all just gave me confirmation. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Love care.
Okay. Sweet. Okay, well, we're going to go to the next caller, and it's 832, nope, 317.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is
hello.
Chris. Yeah.
My name is Scarlett.
Is
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Scarlett.
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 Yeah,
Scarlett.
Like O'Hara. Yeah.
I was going to say, what a great name. Oh, my God, you have the best name. Scarlett.
Well, it's Luta in Lakota. You know, it means red.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
How can we help you tonight, Scarlett?
I wanted to see if you had any of my animal friends around.
You mean animal totems or animals who have who've passed over?
Yeah, who've passed over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever have a pig or somebody you know had a pig?
Yeah, bacon and
yes.
ham. Yeah.
That's, you called your pig bacon and ham, or you eat bacon and ham?
I could never eat them. I always had
you
to
had...
get rid of them when they got big.
Oh, wow. So they're coming through. And you know what? The pigs are just the best animals ever. And
aren't they?
They are
they're
so,
so cute.
Highly intelligent. You called them bacon and ham? Well, no wonder you... Like, that's like, oh, they're so precious and also so scary for an animal. But, yes, they're coming through. And, you know, their pig totem is really, you want, have you researched pig totem at all?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you want to research pig totem or pig medicine because they have incredible messages for humans. And when that comes through, even though they were your beloved pets, they're not mad at you. They knew they were the prize. You know, they were fabulous. They just wish they could have stayed longer with you, is what they're saying. They really missed. It was almost like, you know, Charlotte's Web. That's how much you guys had a friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also
I love
look
my
up
pigs.
That, yeah. Oh, I don't blame you. I always thought it would be so nice to have a little farm and have some baby pigs, little pigs, and name them different
well,
things.
I had four wolves, two cougars, two bobcats,
wow.
foxes, raccoons.
Wow.
How were you allowed to have cougars and bobcats? How did that roll?
Through the state of Indiana. I had
nice.
Pet permits. I did that for about 15 years.
Oh, you're so noble. That is so. They loved you so much because you speak their language. And you're from the Lakota tribe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, marriage made in heaven. You know, that was part of that's part of your mission. And the owl is very important to you, too. If you don't have an owl... then owl is your totem. But if you have an owl, ooh la la, congratulations.
I used to have the head of one.
Oh, no, you shouldn't tell me things like that. Ooh la la, yeah, I'm not good with stuff like that.
Necklaces tonight. You got Melissa to say the magic word last week was owl. We needed you to do that. From
well, somebody gave me a great horned owl head that was frozen.
Oh, I can't. La, 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 la.
And I made a dance stick with it for
I can't
my
listen
son.
To this. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you talk to Jethro and Chris until you're done. I just cannot. You guys think I'm kidding? You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I mean, I was at a store today where they had in the Halloween section these gooey eyeballs, and I almost passed out. So can you imagine? Yeah, they had eyeballs.
This was beautiful, though. I mean, it was just.
I'm
never
sure,
seen
but
anything
I mean,
like
it's
like
freaking
when
me
he
out in
pulled
the
it
freezer,
out to give it to me, I was
Scarlett?
Like,
no. Let's talk about your relationship with the owl, though. The owl is a great teacher for you and a great comrade for you. So in spite of the owl's head in the freezer, this is just like the Sopranos, and the Sopranos in the wilderness. Pig and owl are very important to you, along with everyone else. But okay.
Okay, and those are my totems?
Well, they're your spirit guides, but you want to look up the medicine. You want to research a little bit, since they were so close to you in your vernacular. Pig is, you know, your pet and your family, and they have good medicine. Look it up. Owl feels like it's more of a teacher, sort of comrade, sage. You want to look up, you know, when we say look up the medicine, you know, Google their totems and find out, you know, what they have to teach you.
That's one of my twins is, his medicine name is, part of it is the horned owl.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's gorgeous. That gives me chills. But we encourage everybody, like in everyday life, if you see something, an unusual situation with an animal that all of a sudden you're noticing, I never saw a rabbit there before. I never saw, you know, daddy long legs there. That is a divine message. That's the universe, our guides, our spirit animals trying to get us to pay attention to something. And then when we research that medicine or that totem, there's always a divine message. There's nature is teaching us 24/7.
That's the truth. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you keep up the good work.
I had a wolf die in my arms,
oh,
and I
no.
took her last breath.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
And, you know, I just, she was so beautiful. I just loved her.
Oh, you're very noble. Jethro, Chris, anything else?
We probably should go ahead and move on, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Did that resonate with you, Scarlett?
Yes, I thank you very much.
We thank you for calling, Scarlett. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Yeah,
have
thanks,
a good evening.
Scarlett.
You're very
okay.
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to pick up 478.
Chris, where are you from originally? Because you're not from Florida originally, because you're a southern boy.
No, I am from Florida. I was born here in Tampa.
Why do you sound like you have a southern accent?
He hides these in a disguise again. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's Scarlett. What are we going to do now? And Mama Jessica.
Okay. I hit the wrong button. Now we're getting 423. So... are you there with the
brothers?
This is Psychic Gone Wild, remember.
Cocktails. All right, pinkies up, everyone. I swear it sounds southern to me. All right, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to ask about my dog that
What's
I have.
What's your name, love? What is your name?
I'm sorry, Nixon. Nixon?
Nixon?
Yes.
Got it. Hi, welcome. How are you tonight?
Oh, great.
Good. How can we help you, Nixon?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My name is Bridget Anderson, and I wanted to ask about my dog that I had when I was younger. His name is Nixon.
And oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, yeah. Nixon's an interesting name for her, but I'll go with it.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I'm homeless, and I have a place to stay right now, and I'll be homeless again on the 3rd. But I would like to see if Nixon could lead me to a job and be my companion while I'm homeless.
Okay, so I'm very confused. Did you want to find out about a job, or do you want to find out about Nixon? Because we only have time for one question.
Oh,
and you're
either or, doesn't matter.
You pick it, honey. It's your time on air.
Yeah, where will I find a job, if I can ask that?
Mm-hmm. It feels like you're on your way to that. You want to stop proclaiming that you're homeless? Don't tell everybody that. You know, change it to you're in transition. You're in a transitional phase because it's weighing you down to think that's, you know, even though it, you know, you're dealing with it and you're dealing with it very strongly and with a lot of guts and with a lot of glory. You're in transition. You're moving to your next step. You want to affirm that for yourself, you know, so that you start feeling that more because it feels like you're kind of wafting back and forth, and it makes you feel very it's almost like you beat yourself up when you need to be supporting yourself emotionally. So it feels like, you know, it feels like you could just go to, like, there's a place near where you are that you could walk in, and they're hiring people. Is there some place near you?
Yes, I know what you mean when you say that, but
mm-hmm. So
yeah.
you know, it feels like you could go there and, you know, just smile that beautiful smile that you have and be the confident woman that you are and just go in and say, I get the sense you're hiring and I'm looking for a new job and blah, 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 you know, and pitch yourself. Just real. I know you're going through a rough time, a really rough time, and you're going to get through it. You're definitely going to get through it. The sailboat, you know, is going backwards now. It's like the water, the air is clearing. But you can just, you've got to, you know, just go and meet and greet and feel it out and make sure that you feel comfortable in that space. Jethro, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that, and part of the other energy, what they're saying with the animal on the other side, and I thank you for calling in on the show. It's been so hard this month. We're almost to the last, but to call in and hear someone say, the animals, you got me emotional. I probably would have gave you an extra reading just to have you call in and work with me. I love the angel saying that it's working out with that animal on the other side, that he is doing some other work for you, that sometimes animals will shift change, or we call it Native American shift changing, and it's like as he's going through that shifting, I feel that he's also working out where you feel his energies at different times, and he's kind of guiding you into a place where you're in a better space. I feel that there was times when you and him would go out together that he was the only person you could talk to. They're telling me that he knew that and he loved you. You reminded me of that, you know, the saying, I only have 10 or 15 years, so let me jump in your lap. Don't get upset if I act very happy when you come home. I don't know if you've heard that, but that's what I'm feeling, very emotional, and I'm feeling that love from that animal. Is he brought to you part of what you brought to him? And now that he's on the other side, he's telling me that there's other people and that you're a good person and that he's worried because you keep giving some of these people chances, and he's worried that you're going to let people back in again that are going to try to use you, is what I'm feeling. Does that help?
Yes.
You're a good person. I could feel your animal. You got me real emotional. You made a friend with me. Thank you for calling in tonight because the guys were just so emotional. I could feel it in my heart. I feel the energy strength. I feel the love. I hear him saying that he knows that this has happened and that you've got to remember that you are that great person. I see you standing there, and it's just you don't like to be alone, and yet you've had people that when you're nice to them, then they use you, and it's like that's what I feel. I feel that he also is having other guides from the other side of on the spiritual realm come through. Notice that you're having birds and things a lot of times with you that are coming in close to you or doing connection. That's messages. They said that he's having other spirits and other guides over there trying to give you the message to hang in there. He's going to send some people that are really going to treat you right instead of you getting used again. So I hope that helped. Thank you for calling. You got me ready to cry. You made this whole psychic about ball. Chris?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I my angels told me Walmart, so you might go try there.
I was seeing the same thing, Chris. I was seeing the
really?
Same thing, Walmart or Target, or it just had a vibe, even janitorial, you know, maintenance kind of vibe. So,
yeah. It's a Walmart down the street here, and then in the next town, somebody told me to go to the hospital and try for a janitorial work, you know, a job. Better than being homeless.
Well, you know, like we said, you're on your way. You've got to just trust that. It came through for us. You're getting validation. It's exactly what I heard, the janitorial, and you know, we said that, and then you said it, and you validated it for us, which is always a blessing for us. Don't give up. Just keep going. You're on your way. You're on your way. It's going to get better.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Take Bridget.
Care, little angel.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, talk to you later. Okay, we're going to go now to 740. Let me see. 740, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What's
Hi.
Your name?
This is Sue Delamonte from the chat room. How are you tonight?
Oh, Sue.
Hi, sweet Sue.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted.
Oh, you have the best voice. Oh my gosh!
Well, thank you.
Oh.
I want to start out by saying thank you to all of you for all of your help and encouragement in helping me to open myself up to what the universe is offering to me.
Oh, you give me chills. Oh.
Everything has been coming through so much louder and clearer lately with you guys all helping. And I've noticed over the last month or so, I am able now to communicate with animals also.
Yay!
And how do I improve on that?
You know, St. Francis of Assisi is coming through for you. And St. Francis of Assisi, it was the saint that was dealing with the animals,
mm-hmm.
you know, in spiritual history.
Yeah.
You might want to call upon him for extra support. Call upon your angelic team. You've got to work with them even more. You've got to give them permission to help you more. You've been a herder in a past life. You were like a sheep herder, like Little Bo Peep kind of thing, but, you know, not like Little Bo Peep because she wore little dresses and stuff. You were like a hardcore sheep herder.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And, you know, you really sacrificed a lot in that incarnation to make sure the animals were safe when people tried to steal them or people tried to violate other people's property and boundary. You were very diligent with that. So you're picking, this is like, you know, this is like a gift that you continue to hone in on and go. That's why it's coming for you naturally, that you've got an innate gift with it. So that's a great thing. So you want to work with your guides more, call upon St. Francis of Assisi, you know, give your guides permission to guide you even more and help you with it. You're on your way.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Jethro, Chris, anybody else?
I love Susan. That's so good to hear you again. I feel that vibration. It's good to have you back. And thank you. I'm very emotional tonight. I had a long day with energy, and it's just looking back over all the years and why I did this. I thank you for what you said. Your compliments mean a lot. Sometimes it's someone acknowledging that what you're doing has valued a lot to me.
Yeah, you guys are all wonderful. You've been such a big help. And I'm still telling my husband we are coming down to see you, Jethro.
Oh, yay! All right. I love it. And I'm also, you know, reading in Arlington, Virginia, up in Washington, D.C. So one of those places, I'm going to be doing Halloween in around Florida. I'm booked solid and 3 weeks up in October in Arlington, Virginia, reading all over the place. So one of them.
Wow. I can't wait till I get to that point.
You will. You're strong, and it brings back good memories. I remember back when you first called in this wild show, and we're trying to remember how to play the numbers. I was pushing the buttons. you know?
If I could ask a real quick question, too. Am I picking up the correct signal from my little dog, Maggie, that it's getting about time for her to cross?
Not yet. She's not ready yet.
Not ready? Okay.
Not quite yet. You know, and you'll know. I mean, it doesn't feel, this is what's being shared with me, it doesn't feel like it's a matter of life and death at this point in time, not yet.
Okay.
It doesn't negate how you relate to her or feel about her, but she's not quite there. Is she sick? It doesn't feel like she's sick.
Well,
she's getting older.
Yes, she is getting older.
Something
to do
with her throat and her lungs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she has. She's 15 years old.
Oh, she's.
And she has a collapsing trachea.
Mm-hmm.
So she coughs and chokes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the medications that we have her on make it hard for her to control her bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she just seems like she's looking at me, saying, "I want to rest."
Well, you know, we're not allowed to know when a human passes or when a puppy passes. We're just not allowed to know because it's their soul's contract. So you have to trust your intuition and, you know, just hold her and let her communicate with you. And it doesn't feel like it's quite time yet, though, to be blunt. I mean, this is what's being shared, that
okay.
It's not quite time yet.
Okay, good. Then I can relax on that.
Get some aquamarine. If you don't have any aquamarine, it's a very good transmitting stone for healing and for balancing.
That's my birthstone.
Oh, wow. Yay. Do you have any aquamarine?
No, I don't.
You know, you can go to like a rock shop, and sometimes they have rough, aquamarine rough, and it's not expensive. You can get a little piece or, you know, sometimes you can get those little mala bracelets that
mm-hmm.
aren't that expensive, and you can use that too. But you get some aquamarine in there. So that's what's being shared.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
All right. All the best to you and yours.
Well, thank you, and you all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You take care. Right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Jethro, you have anything to say? just happy to be here. I love the energy. I love when we do these times together. Looking at some of the energy, I know that a lot of you guys are calling in. We are giving a prize away. It is in Facebook, so you guys notice I'm not so much on talking, but what I'm doing is I'm marketing. And that's, I know that sounds like a scary word, but it's not. It means that I'm over here working with this to ensure that you guys are getting those things that you want. A lot of you would ask me for more prizes, more talk about animals. We're in the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. There's where it's fun. There's where we're writing stuff. I encourage each and every one of you, send in your stuff, because next month, the hosts and the individuals, I will be gone on vacation. I'm going to be working some other things to help this show. But the news is that there will be shows and talking about the moon, the male or the female. Is the moon female or male? Do encourage, send me your emails. And I don't want to get you in trouble, but if you listen to a show and it's on the topic of something you've heard 54,361 times, do write me. I'm not going to. I will take your stuff out so that that we don't hurt the host's feeling. But I will send the part of what you say so we can curb our show. It's called positive criticism. Please don't send me ones that I wish you wouldn't talk about metaphysical, because it is a metaphysical show. But in the same respect, you know, I once again, send me what you've got, because we're going to be discussing that. You guys have put in there, I love Melissa. I've got some emails here that are really phenomenal. That's why we do this. We don't just do it to just do a chit-chat or to make your friend. I had someone write me. They were very upset because they listened into Psychics Gone Wild, and they had a reading about their future that didn't feel like what they wanted to hear. And when they wrote me, they're a little upset now, because I told them, isn't that great? Because if you're just getting what you feel we're doing, you're not getting the show. So I want to love all of you guys. I want to send it out. Do remember to talk about with the fact that all of our sponsors, those of you who are checking, Blue Moon Treasures has been offering necklaces. Last week they gave away some here. They are offering tonight a prize in that room. So go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room and write your stuff. And make sure that it is there. So I do have some other individuals that are doing this. I do want to respect with you guys, if you have been on the show, please, we welcome you. There was a lot of misunderstanding, but call in, but just and understand that we have read for you. We've done this over and over, and I don't. I know it's hard to understand, but those of us that are tuning in, we do help a lot of people, but the Psychics Gone Wild is not going to be a teaching show anymore. We are bringing up a level. We are here to help. We do the energy, but we do it. I've had some people ask me, why can't you guys just read? I can read. I always have read, and I still read. If you just say my name on the night that I'm on, I do that. But out of respect and the timing, because our nights that are busier, we do ask you to say that. I think it's really good, and I do know that, you know, in that respect, let the psychic finish. Tonight, I have had a couple of opportunities to help with other ones do that. If my guides are stopped, they will usually do that. Melissa, when you're reading and someone cuts you off or does the energy, can you help me explain? I've tried to explain, and people don't understand. They said that it's something with me, but once they do that and they start changing it or going into it, that changes the reading, because they're trying to get what they want to hear, and I've had the guides just completely not talk to me anymore.
Yeah, it's really important. It's a conversation that we're having spiritually, you know, metaphysically, clairaudiently, clairsentiently, all of the clairs. Welcome, Claire. You know, so you have to be mindful and respectful that the guidance come out and then talk. And most of the times in sessions, the guides will leave time for questions and answers and the ability to talk, but if you cut, it's like you can't, it's spiritual guidance, there's reverence there, and you've got to let it come out, a stream of consciousness. And then if you interrupt that, sometimes the messages just fizzle out. So you know, because it breaks the concentration, because we're in an altered state when we do this work. You know, we're working at a higher frequency so that we can bring this guidance through. So, you know, you have to just be patient and let the guidance come through and, you know, deal with it with respect.
I love that, and thank you. And I had someone write me, they go, have Melissa help, Jethro. So those of you tuning in, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and now you're hearing it, this is what goes on. We are, and I've got to tell you this over the air before I get real emotional, we this month so far, that in one place here, just in Tampa, Florida, have saved 17 cats, 37 dogs, and 4 birds. We also have helped a horse to find a home that was looking for a place. We joked about it, and Melissa said that she wanted Mama Jethro to find her a horse. And
I said, Mama Jethro, I want you to get me a pony.
That's what she said.
Can have a pony, Mama Jethro?
The day when I went to get my sandwich, the show that I was on earlier, the girl gave me a free cherry pie because she had been listening to the Block Talk and she wanted to hear me and the gentleman together. And I teased her. She listened tonight. She goes, Jethro, you've made me very special. I want to read this out and please put this over the air. Listening to you and Melissa and Chris has been a lot of fun. I realize why you come in to my restaurant and are so silly. You have the funnest job. You've sat here tonight and talked about intimate things. You've joked about pigs. And my goodness, even told someone to put their owl head back in the freezer. You have a very big job. But we love you, and this is why you make it original. That's what Psychics Gone Wild is. So those of you tune in, there's a lot of changes, and they're all positive. People come on, and then they go, and we welcome everyone. We have phenomenal people. We will continue to do that. Looking at it, you will begin to see a new Psychics Gone Wild. Prizes are back because you asked for them as listeners. We've also had you guys ask me to limit some of the subjects, so we're doing that too. I agree with you. I know that I personally have done so much with a couple of the subjects that even when someone says it anymore, I get a little scared. I do agree that we'll just go with what you're giving because it takes time. Those of you that are over in, we have a friend here, Connie, in Hong Kong. Hey, Connie, I love you. It's been a while since I read for you. She wants me to tell Melissa, I know Melissa's good. I can't believe that she's not famous. I know she is famous because she's on with my friend Jethro. And I'll tell you something else in Hong Kong. When you guys ever get here, we're going to party because we have specials over here on party that you never heard about. Connie, keep that in mind. You never know.
Thank you so much, Connie.
So I'm just reading off a little bit, and that's what we always want to do. And I want you guys to continue with our new room that we just built in 4 days due to an error. We went and the old room is gone. The new room is there, and it's bigger and better than it is. I want to thank each and all of you guys that are doing the friendships. We've got Melissa's side on here. Those of you tuning in next month will be, like I said, different schedule. What I've got, Melissa, is I've got a person writing to me. I have dealt with the wolf for 6 months. I have had this wolf in my life. It keeps coming in my dreams. It keeps coming out of my dreams. Someone told me that it was a Mexican gray wolf. I don't know if this means a lot, but for some reason that significantly struck me odd. I've studied up on it, I've looked up, and I feel like it's some message from someone in my family. But my sister told me that as far as she knew, both of our grandparents were the only people gone, and they both had nothing to do with that. I'm still feeling curious, and so I'm writing to Psychics Gone Wild and my friend Jethro. By the way, you gave my sister a really good reading. She says that you are very nice looking, even in person. Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say. I'll give her a tip next time. That was a nice thing to lie about. No, that was cute. And so
Jethro's purdy. He's purdy. He's beautiful. Jethro's purdy. Yeah, we got it.
Mama's still purdy. Mama's still good looking now. Mama's got a work to do. So we got to go ahead here.
Work your hair, work the room. The wolf is a protector. That wolf is a form of protection. That wolf is coming to say, be mindful, be careful. Call on me, my medicine, says wolf, for protection. So maybe there's things, transitions going on in your life right now where you need to be a little extra careful, and the wolf is trying to be stealth, you know, and warn you. Walk here, don't walk here. Pay very much attention to it. It's a great gift to have wolf come through.
Love it. And Chris, you here with us. Tell us a little bit. This is something I'm going to let out a little secret. You guys want to keep in tune. Chris Intuitive has very, very good, vivid, strong dreams and lives and acts them out. So those of you who are interested in our Christmas prizes, put that down. What psychic host on Psychics Gone Wild is able to go in and live and be part of their dreams? The answer is Chris White. Chris, tell us a little bit about the dreams about you. So, yeah, Chris has got some wild stuff he's hiding up his sleeves.
Give us a 411, Chris. We want the dish, we want the dirt, and we want it now.
I have sweet dreams. I have a lot of dreams around the full moon. Sometimes I'll have 5 and 6 dreams a night, and I get up and journal them. And I have people from the past come to me in my dreams, and I've done it for so long. I've done it for nearly 15 years that I when I wake up, I know what they mean. And sometimes when I wake up out of the dream state, sometimes I have lucid dreams. Sometimes I'll wake up out of kind of a semi-lucid dream and find myself in talking. And I can stay in that kind of in-between waking up and, dreaming and talk. And as I talk, the dream kind of comes to life and I start to understand it. And my dreams have been a big, big part of my spiritual journey, all through my whole spiritual journey, because I started out studying psychology, and then I moved into metaphysics, and after about, you know, and that was probably 15, 20 years ago, and then when I moved into spirituality, all during that time, my dreams were kind of guiding me, and different guides were coming to me, and now I'm here, and I attribute a lot of that to my dreams. I've studied dream books and stuff. I've actually got some dream books on dream interpretation, but I'm telling you, the best way to interpret your dreams is kind of to look at your life and look at the people in your dreams and, you know, wonder about what kind of emotions they're, you know, those people are expressing, and think about your life and think, now, what is this person, you know, metaphorically representing in my life? And everybody has dreams about different animals, people, and a lot of times in your dreams, people, animals, all the different stuff in your dreams are like metaphors for what's going on in your life. And if you can learn to understand those metaphors, then you can learn to interpret your dreams. And that's my take on dreams. So,
very excellent. Okay, everyone that's tuned in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. I know you're calling in, 773-897-6461. We are in iTunes now. Give me a little bit. I know that we have our little behind. I'm trying to cut out and edit those things that you hear. I was repeatedly asking people of it. I had a lot of you guys saying we just want to hear the show. Just go with what they do. If they call in and they want general, then tell them about the general. Tell them about the general that lives down the street of their house. Show them, Jethro. Why don't you read like you used to? You used to read about people when they were watching TV and scared me. My neighbor said that you knew things about both of us, and he only called in once. I love you guys. Just remember, if they bug you and Melissa, they got me to deal with it. I have a big family here in Kentucky. Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's them on our side, people. We got a lot of them. Jethro, there's something happening. Every time I listen to your show anymore, I get this little silly tickling in my tummy. My husband told me maybe that I had ringworm. It's not funny, Jethro. Something's going on, and I think it's because of your show. I want to know why I'm tickling. It's your intuitive, hotcake. You're calling in. You're getting your energy there. The intuitive part and your empath part will start to tickle in your tummy. A lot of times people wouldn't always think butterflies are their energies as they become awakened. We put out an energy here. I encourage each and every show. I can tell you, if you have a show ever deleted by me, you know why I deleted it, was because as I went back and was editing it, it did not give that feeling. I want each and every one of our shows to grab you. So you tell your husband he's got a worm in his head if he thinks that I would give you a ringworm. Tell him it's more like it's energy, and that he needs to wake up and smell the psychic show. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I love all of you. In the room tonight, I haven't had a chance in the chat room. I'm going to have Chris look over there. Chris, pick the fourth caller, the fourth person that's name in there, and then hit it, and we'll mail them, say, you've won, because say it out, which is the fourth member in our chat room tonight. They've also won a prize. As Chris is looking here, they're going to...
Just 8321.
8321, you just won yourself a beautiful owl necklace here by Blue Moon Treasures. It's beautiful. It has a jasper red stone in it, which is for power, sexuality. You'll be wearing it. We've got Halloween coming and Moon next month, so there'll be more prizes, more things out. We will be giving the magical prizes away. Those of you who like the little fairy people or interested in the little imps, the moon is very magical and so are mushrooms. So remember that kind of things, because those will be some of the prizes Blue Moon Treasures offers you next time. We are giving away a half an hour reading in the room right now. I will give it out to, let's grab a name here. I've got a lot of you guys writing me silly stuff. I don't know how to make pancakes right now. Do I look like your mom? Quit. They're writing me this silly stuff. I don't know what's going on. You guys got to remember, this is Psychics Gone Wild, not Let's Have Dessert. Sharon Knighton, you are the winner tonight of the reading with Jethro. So Jethro's going to give you a half an hour one. I've got it here, and we thank you for tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. This has been a great show. We've got, looks like, Chris, we've got maybe 2 minutes, and we got somebody there. Let's put them on the phone and say hello to them, and at least give them a hello before we go out that door.
Okay. I think we got him. Hello, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to say next month. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Board's messing up. Go ahead.
Okay. So next month, Jethro's taking off. I'll be with Gary Wimmer on Mondays, so tune in for us. Chris, you're on Tuesdays, right?
Yes, we're figuring that out, yeah.
And Wednesdays, we don't know yet. So when Jethro gets back, we're probably going to move to Tuesdays because I am supposed to be teaching on Wednesday late afternoon, early evening, so I wouldn't be able to get back in time, but we're going to all work everything out so that we're all together, especially because it's going to be, oh, my gosh, it's the autumnal equinox is on its way. We're working our way through the rest of the summer. Pluto's going direct. We'll be able to breathe a little bit better, and a lot of good stuff is coming as we continue to heal from the inside out.
Remember, you guys, Halloween is coming, and Psychics Gone Wild will go Psychics Gone Weird, and it will be the funnest show. 3 years of it. Bring your questions. It's on a Friday night. It is really Halloween, and we will be completely giving away a lot of prizes. So don't worry, Emily, about wearing your costume, but come to Psychics Gone Wild, for Psychics Gone Wild goes weird. You're going to love it. It's about the night we do the moon. November is... We are running for it. We want you to vote for your favorite host and hostess on the show, and we will be doing a campaign. We're going to be headed to the White House one way or another. We will get you. See you next time, you guys. Goodbye. Tell everybody goodbye.
Take care, everybody. Thanks, Jethro. Thanks, Chris.